This episode of GameScoop is sponsored by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to make your business stand out and succeed online, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for you. They take the stress out of creating an awesome website, engaging with your audience, and selling anything from products to content to time, so you're able to focus on, you know, everything else. In other words, you'll have more time for gaming. With the new guided design system, you can choose from curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, optimized for every device. And with Squarespace's integrated, optimized SEO tools, you'll show up more often to more people. Squarespace doesn't just make things easier for you. Checkout for your customers is made seamless with simple but powerful payment tools that allow you to accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. So whether you're just starting out or looking to expand your existing brand, be sure to visit squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/gamescoop to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/gamescoop for 10% off. You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get. Except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Come get some. Beware, IGN. What's up, everybody? Welcome to IGN GameScoop. I'm your host, Damon Hatfield. This is, of course, IGN's weekly video game talk show. Every week we get together to talk about what's going on in the world of video games. You can watch it here on IGN, you can watch it on YouTube, you can watch it on our apps on the consoles, Xbox 360, PS4, now PS3, or you can listen to the audio version in iTunes. Wherever you are, we are. We've got a great show planned for you today. We're going to talk about Titan, the long in development, mysterious and just recently canceled
MMO
from Blizzard. We're going to talk about Grand Theft Auto V, but first, let's talk about Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. Joined by Bobby Amos, Ryan McCaffrey, Brian Albert.
Hello.
Three gentlemen that have been spending some quality time with the game.
Yeah.
It's IGN's first.
IGN first. We're highlighting the hell out of the game this month, the month of September. We're lucky enough to get invited down to Sledgehammer, which is the development studio. They're local for us.
Mm-hmm.
The other two Call of Duty studios, the other studios are down in LA, Infinity Ward and Treyarch, but these guys are right in our backyard. Not literally, we don't have a backyard. We have a roof, you know.
And they're not on the roof.
They're not on the roof. That'd be kind of cool, though. But anyway, so yeah, we're down there, and we've played some new single player stuff, some new multiplayer stuff. We revealed modes and maps. And this week's big one, we rolled out the co-op mode, which is, Alfredo Diaz and I played, and I had a ball.
So it's called Exo Survival?
Exo Survival. A lot of people are writing it off as the same thing that Modern Warfare 3 had, but there are some interesting design choices in this that I really liked about it. Because, you know, when they first told me about it, and they were like, okay, we're going to let you play this, and they told me what it was, and well, okay, this is just like Halo's Firefight, or... Right. Gears of War's Horde mode, but it turns out there's some really interesting design choices where there's a progressive not an XP system per se, but you get upgrade points as you go, and you can spend those between rounds, but sometimes you might have to bank them and save for something bigger, and each wave's tougher and tougher, and it never ends.
Mm-hmm.
It's infinite. There's not the 50 limit like there is in Gears of War. It just keeps going. They actually told us that. Well, what did they say the highest their testers got? I think it was 60-something?
Yeah, and you and Alfredo didn't even get close to that. I mean,
we got to 16. We died on 16. Yeah.
So you eventually have to just
really
accept
fun.
Your fate and realize you can't win.
Is there a persistent element to it, though? Are you still gaining XP?
Yes.
Okay. So, like, the same XP that you gain from the adversarial modes?
Yeah, you'll come back. But it's within that. So when you come back later, the unlocks and things you've gained will reapply to that mode, to the Exo Survival mode. But yeah, it's really well put together, and you know, some waves you'll get these dynamic objectives, which I thought were really interesting, where it'll be like, okay, you need to kill 10 drones in 45 seconds, So that's cool. Well, you know, most games, if you do, all right, well, you either, maybe you'll either get nothing or you'll get a reward of some sort, like an XP bonus or whatever it is. But what I liked about this is if you don't do it, you get penalized by, like, some of the Goliath, like, super mech-like, you know, big exosuit guys come in. Or so you'll, there are rewards, but there are also strict penalties.
Sure. It's not messing around.
Yeah. So it was good times.
You seem to like it a lot.
That mode, yeah, I like a lot.
Brian, have you played the Exo Survival? I didn't get to play it, but I was there in the studio and played a lot of the multiplayer and talked to these guys about it.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, how is the game as a whole sitting with you guys?
Yeah, what jumped out at you, Bobby? You're such a hardcore Call of Duty guy.
So I saw the Rewind Theater you did with Michael and just listened to you guys because I haven't played the Exo Survival mode either. Right. I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, these guys had to hang back while Alfredo, even though it's a four-player mode, they only let Alfredo and I play.
The zombie, because like I say, in past games, the zombie and the Spec Ops and all those different, like, mode-based things, or I guess you could say round-based, you know, it gets boring at the while, because I don't want to sit there and continually do that, but just listen to you talk about it, and I know how you've had your Call of Duty fatigue.
I'm a guy, like, you know, I did a whole podcast, which didn't make me a lot of friends. Call of Duty Ghosts, I thought, was the low point of the franchise. I think it's not a good video game.
So I know you've had your fatigue, and we've talked about it just in passing about how you wish they would try to do things different, but it seems like they're slowly kind of winding you back and getting you, like, hyped for this game. And, you know, I'm a multiplayer person. I love playing my multiplayer and doing that, but I wouldn't mind doing a four-player co-op and just, you know, hunkering down and playing this type of, like, I mean, single player co-op. I'm like really excited for the whole game of Call of Duty rather than
you just never played. You were telling me you never play the campaigns, actually, from what we saw, you're actually, and that's all I play. You know, I kind of gave up on the multiplayer.
Hell, they got Kevin Spacey. I mean, every time I see something with him, it gets me juiced. Just on my authority, just in the new trailer, I'm just like, I was sitting just watch a movie of this if they did it for him. So yeah, I'm super excited for
the whole thing. Practicing that one in the mirror.
Yeah.
No, the co-op is. It sounds great, but for some people, the co-op modes are what carry that game. Like, there's people who only played zombies.
That's exactly. True. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
So I have friends that every night, like, hey, let's play zombies. I was like, I don't want to play zombies. That's all they play. And they had it down to a T of, like, the whole strategy of what they were going to do. And I was like, man, I don't want to do that. But I'm ready to do this for the co-op. I want to do it.
It's the 11th. All right, yeah, the 11th game in the main Call of Duty series.
Man. Already?
Yeah, because Call of Duty 1 was in 2003.
Yeah. I wonder, now we're getting like two Assassin's Creed games this year. I'm surprised they just haven't gone to that. Like, let's put out more ideas.
Well, now they're on a third studio.
Yeah.
So they can do the 3-year development cycle. Sure. So more Call of Duty every year.
But like, how are you? Are you excited about Advanced Warfare as a whole? Like, does it seem like they've still got new ideas in them?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
I've played the most of the multiplayer so far. Mm-hmm. And I used to play a ton of Call of Duty. And now when it comes out, I'll play it for a few months until my friends move on. It's sort of like a sports season in a way. But I said it in my preview, the new exosuit, like, you know, jump, dodge abilities are the most important thing that they have done since adding perks in Modern Warfare 1. That's what changed Call of Duty, and I think that's what's happening now.
So now they couldn't, it wouldn't be Call of Duty without the perks now. So do they need to keep?
That's what I was wondering, because the exo abilities fit into the fiction of the world with the, you know, 40 years from now exo suits. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if say, you know, Infinity Ward's next Call of Duty isn't set, then do they not have those abilities, the jump abilities? If people really respond to these and love them, it seems like maybe...
Well, hopefully it just raises the bar for the other two Call of Duty studios, right? Like, you know, they're not going to do the same thing, but like, hey, we better come up with something good to keep the, you know, to keep up with the Joneses here, the same way that... I feel like this Exo Survival mode, kind of like, you know, zombies is the high bar as far as like sort of the co-op modes of the three games. And so, yeah, I think like Exo Survival is like, okay, here's what we can do that's cool with our Exo stuff within the context of what we're doing. So, yeah, I hope you're right. Like, I hope it just pushes this series onward. I hope it has a nice ripple effect because I've been so just tired of this series for the last 3-4 years that...
And I played more than everybody, so trust me, I know. And like you said, piggybacking on that, I wouldn't expect, like with this game and the exo abilities and the double jump and all that, it would be weird if we played this game for a year and then the next Call of Duty comes out and we're back to just running around and going through the front door and through the back door. And it's like, I'm used to jumping around and getting places and coming down from the roof. So they would have to build on that.
Yeah. We'll go the opposite way. Call of Duty Mummies, where everybody just shuffles around slowly.
You can only go prone or something like that.
Yeah. Did you say Call of Duty Slugs?
I didn't say that, but we can call it that.
I'm all for that.
Yeah. Let's go.
Bobby, how do you rate your excitement for Advanced Warfare?
Oh, man. I told myself after Ghost that I would not do that again. I used to always
You were disappointed with Ghost 2?
I was super excited for it. I went to the review event, and I was just stoked for the game. And then a couple of weeks into it, I was just like, holy crap, what happened? where did I go wrong with
where
this situation?
Where am I?
So, I am excited for this, but I will not do that again. I'm just telling you, as a whole, I am.
You've been burned too many times.
Yeah,
cautiously optimistic now.
Yeah, there you go. I'm just optimistic. I'm just going, okay, I'm going to get it. I'm going to play it, but I'm going to really wait until I get it and play in the community. That's the thing. I can't really do it where it's like, oh, I'm super stoked for this, and then it comes out and I play it in the community. It's like, this is different. You know, it feels weird. So it's based as an overall thing where see how everyone kind of integrates their self into the game, and and then I'm just gonna see whether I like it or not. Sure. But I'm nervous and happy at the same time.
Nervous and happy.
Yeah.
Have you gotten to play much of the single player?
We got to see a new piece of single player, which we're actually gonna show off on IGN next week, which was definitely exciting, and I'm very curious to see where the campaign goes, especially that trailer that we dropped this week that shows off that harpoon thing.
Oh yeah.
Yep. It's full on Scorpion from Mortal Kombat. Get over here, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I guess September is, there's only like a week left in September. So is there anything else that we have coming that you want to tease for IGN First?
Yeah, the co-op stuff was this week. Yeah, next week's going to be pretty much all about, all single player stuff. I think, next week. So kind of structured it, multiplayer, co-op, single player.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. Mm-hmm. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare is out November 4th. Stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Titan. We'll be right back. All right, now we're joined by Justin Davis, Greg Miller.
Hey.
Here to talk about Titan. You guys hear about this? This is one of the big news items of the week.
Everybody loves this Attack on Titan. It's like a really popular anime.
I've been meaning to watch that for a while.
Also, Remember the Titans was the prequel. Yeah.
That was a football movie.
Hayden Panettiere was a little baby in it, and then she grew up.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
No.
That's how babies do it.
No. I guess we actually, it's so mysterious. There's like no imagery from the game.
So here's just random Blizzard stuff.
Some Hearthstone and some Diablo and other Blizzard stuff. Yeah. This was supposed to be Blizzard's next MMO, right?
Yeah.
Blizzard
has a really, really bad habit of announcing things when they start developing them. They announced Diablo 2, like, I think 3 or 4 years before it ultimately came out. I think they did the same Diablo 3 was announced years and years before it ended up shipping.
Well, to be fair, in the case of Titan, a lot of that just kind of dribbled out over time.
I don't think
job listings and stuff.
Yeah, it wasn't an official announcement of the game, but they talked about it publicly.
Right, they acknowledged it.
Yeah, they did acknowledge it. 7 years is a long time. I think we were talking about yesterday. At least 100 people apparently were working on the game.
Man.
It's just a lot. That's a good chunk of your life to spend on something that just gets scrapped, right?
Can you imagine, like, 7 years? If 7 years of my career was just erased, not only did it just not happen, but no one got to see it or appreciate any of the work that I'd done.
Still get 7 years worth of working at Blizzard, paychecks, and working at Blizzard on your resume.
That is true.
God bless him. Good move. Yeah, too many games come out that suck, and it's just like, Duke Nukem Forever should have been canceled. They should have pulled the plug. They could not find the fun, as Blizzard said, right? Like,
yeah, the fun,
stop.
Passion.
I mean, in the absence of details or official word from Blizzard, it definitely seems like it was in the works so long that the video game industry had just changed and evolved. Like, they started it as a follow-up to WoW, but then MMOs started to look and feel really, really different. So my guess would be that they probably had to change directions in that way. And then Facebook games became a huge thing, and then mobile games became a huge thing, and
motion controls.
Yeah.
And VR headsets.
And so once a game's been in the works that long, and you end up chasing.
It's like 7 years ago, so 2007, what was that coming out? That's like Halo 3. It's like that's when.
Yeah, 2007 was a big year.
So yeah. That was actually, we've talked about that's one of the biggest years.
One of the best ever.
So now Sony should follow suit and cancel The Last Guardian. Just say you could not find the fun and stop. Don't do this. Don't put this game out that'll never live up to any hype.
Blizzard is not shy about doing this. This is far from the first time that they've canceled something. Yeah. I remember I was a hardcore PC gamer in my youth. Mm-hmm. And I was a major league, still am, adventure game fan, point-and-click adventure game. They had a Warcraft game called Warcraft Adventures that was like cel-shaded, beautiful.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
I mean, Blizzard, it's Blizzard art in a point-and-click graphic adventure setting. canceled. Mm. It after magazine cover stories, previews, yeah. Yeah.
That
all
and StarCraft
kinds of stuff.
Ghost. I played StarCraft Ghost at E3. They had a huge sort of.
You said StarCraft Goat, and that's
a much. I would totally play that. Yeah. Fun.
You are a goat on the planet of StarCraft.
And that game was another one that seemed, I mean, who knows really truly how finished it was, but like it was.
Was that supposed to be the StarCraft shooter?
Yeah,
was
a third-person shooter. You played as a stealth sniper. You played as one of those.
PS2, original Xbox.
Yeah.
The magazine I used to work at, we put it on the cover twice.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, that game was totally fun, and it must have had, like, real problems for Blizzard to cancel it, but it seems strange that they were so willing to, you know, just not see it through, but they must have known things that we didn't about the nature of the product. Mm. Titan is even crazier, in my opinion.
You're one of the bigger MMO fans in the office, I think, so... Yeah. Had you been following this game, and were you disappointed? Were you looking forward to it?
Well, so information came out today about what Titan supposedly was. Props to Kotaku for getting the scoop on that, you know, trying to get people to speak off the record. And, you know, sci-fi MMO set in the near future where you
on
had...
On planet Earth, so like not in a fantasy Earth, world.
Right. Like, well, a fictional version of Earth in the future where we'd fended off an alien invasion. Mm. And the game's sort of big hook, supposedly, was that you had like a real job. Like you were either a mechanic or ran a business, but then you also had like a shadow. Like you fought... aliens on the side, like you're a part of the secret federation, and
you could have a family.
Yeah, like that sounded awesome, and that was very, very different than what I was imagining. Like I was imagining something much more mass market, like a game that they wanted like a billion people to play. Like the Blizzard version of like Farmville is what I envisioned that game being, mm-hmm. basically, just because the way they described it was they said they wanted, you know, more people playing it than World of Warcraft, even. So it sounded pretty hardcore and cool.
I wonder if they're going to go with a proper World of Warcraft 2 now and just like ground up, whole new thing, super next gen, built for, you know, the next 10 years.
Yeah, MMO sequels are really tough to do.
It's true. It's not really been that successful so far, but, you know, Blizzard is always
one
to do it.
I think so. I mean, it's all the stuff we talked about. The video game industry changed so many times since that game's been in the works. But I think what really kind of the gut check that they had with that game was when Hearthstone was such a huge success.
Yeah.
That game was made with a very, very small team. It's radically different than anything else Blizzard has ever done, which is like huge event games. Like, we're going to release one game every 3 years, but it's going to be incredible. And now they have these smaller teams putting out beta products. They have Heroes of the Storm that's in technical alpha, but you can still sort of download it and play it, stream it. That's the new Blizzard. Like, that's what Blizzard is now, in my opinion. Yeah, I think... They had this small team that had this huge success, made a ton of money, and then they can scale it up and, you know, make the team bigger from there. So I think that Titan just doesn't fit into the Blizzard of 2014 anymore, would be what did it. That's my guess.
Yeah. People love that Diablo 3 on consoles, too.
Yep.
So good.
Analysts predicted that Blizzard may have spent $50 million developing Titan, and actually for an MMO over 7 years, that... Didn't sound that crazy of a number to me.
A couple months of World of Warcraft revenues. Like, no big deal.
I just saw those news stories today and I was like, well, that sounds pretty affordable for a company
Maybe
like
Maybe I, Damon Hatfield, will kickstart one of these of my own.
It's also hard to know, like, what in the works for 7 years. Like, was it basically just, like, kind of in pre-production with a couple of dudes in some, like, skunk works trying to, like, you know, prototype something? Like, that's not really in production with, like, a giant team of people. Yeah. So it's hard to even know what that 7 years really means. Mm.
Well, now we're never going to play it.
Wow, it's weird. Feels weird.
But it's okay because we can play Hearthstone.
Another one into the Blizzard graveyard.
Yeah, it's true.
All right. New details on the new-gen version of Grand Theft Auto V. We talked about this recently, how some of us weren't sure we were really that interested in playing it again. But some of these new features actually sound pretty interesting. I don't know.
Lay him on me, Damon.
Here, I'm gonna lay him on you. And computer, I'm starting the B-roll. Let me run through here. These are some new features that you can look forward to. Mm-hmm. Increased draw distances, finer texture details, denser traffic, and enhanced resolutions.
Everyone needs more traffic.
Yeah, I was always like, one thing when I'm driving, I'm like, there's not enough people on the road.
All new content and gameplay created since the launch of Grand Theft Auto Online, including new jobs, new weapons, scores of new vehicles, new properties, player customizations. On the PC version, it's going to have a new video editor designed for advanced movie making. I'm sure people will make great stuff with that. But the really interesting new feature is a new first-person mode for vehicles and when you're on foot. So the question is, do you want to play Grand Theft Auto in first person?
100% yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I want to try it for sure.
Yeah. I'm a sucker for
I definitely want to try it.
Like a really good first-person game, especially in a big, open, vivid world.
Yep.
You know, Skyrim, Oblivion, mm-hmm. Fallout 3.
Yeah.
I never pull back and do the third-person camera in those. Yeah, I love feeling like I'm in there. So to run around San Andreas, if they're good first-person controls, yes.
You're also the world's biggest Mirror's Edge fan.
That's true. It's the first-person-iest first-person game of all time.
Haven't had any updates on.
Did you see on PC they sort of hacked or modded the game to run in third person?
Which you mean one? First person?
No, they.
Oh, Mirror's Edge. Oh.
And it's so janky because obviously the game's not meant to be that right. way. So the way her limbs are like actually moving are like ridiculous. It's really funny.
So when you're inside the vehicle, there's going to be working speedometers, tachometers, dash lights, and more.
Only Rockstar has the resources most games would just, those things wouldn't work. It'd just be like stuck at 45 miles an hour. But when you're Rockstar North and you have infinite money and also supreme talent over there as well, you can be like, sure, we'll devote a couple weeks and a few people to make all the instruments work in the cars when you're in them, when like 2% of our players will ever even see that.
Getting it ready for Morpheus.
Since it's coming out on PC,
Oculus. Yeah. I mean that could be a real reason they did it, right?
That'd be sweet.
I mean, they can't once you commit to doing the first person thing, a company like Rockstar North can't half-ass it. Like GTA 5's rep is too, like the attention to detail that game is famously through the roof. There's all kinds of little things like when you're in the car and your characters are having like dialogue. That whole thing is motion captured. Like, you can see them acting it out if you whip the camera around, but you never even see it otherwise. Like, you can see them reach down and grab things. Yeah. Like, if they get a phone call, they reach down and grab
their
phone.
There's a tour of a bus tour of Star's homes that I found. It's not any mission. Nope. It's just you. If you happen to find it, I rode the whole thing. It's a whole VO scripted.
It's like an hour script.
It's crazy. It's like, how many people will ever see this?
There's actually a whole subway system with VO and sound effects and like AI. Getting in and out of the cars and stuff, and no mission goes down there either.
Subway Puncher.
But wait, that's not all.
It's not part of the cinematic universe.
Tell me more. There's a wealth of new Easter eggs added. It's a new stuff to find. New random events for story mode.
Get that jetpack.
New animals roaming Los Santos. Animals in GTA Online. And players that transfer characters from 360 or PS3 will receive free new weapons and a free garage in GTA Online.
You can only transfer your online characters.
Yeah.
Didn't hear.
Those are the ones.
Those sucks. I think I'd be way more be way more into this if I could bring my PS3 save up with me. And just my single player and jump right in and find these new missions and this new content and do first person.
That does sound
I played through the whole campaign and did 35 hours total in GTA. And as much as this stuff is exciting to me, I just can't. Like, what I would do is I would get it on next gen and then 100% it. Yeah. I would run around the world for another 20 hours and complete all the stuff, but I can't justify going through that campaign.
If there was nothing else out, you know, then it'd be a different story. Yeah. But, like, there's going to be so much out this fall.
One or two things.
Into spring, there'll be so much out.
Video games never stop.
Yeah. Our lives are horrible. Why are we cursed with this hobby that we love?
I definitely want to check out the first person modes. I guess for all the new Easter eggs, I can just read about them at IGN.
On IGN,
probably.
It's kind of a strange bullet point to like for Rockstar to send out. Like, we've got new Easter eggs in the game world. Like, what, another face on the side of the mountain?
I mean, people
like,
love it, right? They're finding the UFO.
For sure. Dude, that UFO was crazy hidden. Do you remember when all that was happening and it like didn't seem
real? It was a year ago, like right now.
Yeah.
There's a mountain and there's all these things written on it.
It sounded insane. It sounded like the thing that like the jerk at your elementary school would like tell all of his friends.
Right.
No, if you honk your horn three times and do this exact thing, a UFO comes down, but it has to be raining. And like then it's actually true. It was insane.
It's pretty cool. All right, that's the new stuff for GTA 5. Sounds exciting. It's time for another edition of everyone's favorite game show, Name Scoop.
I don't think Ryan's played Name Scoop.
I have not.
This is, of course, where I read the slogans for video games from their ads.
Oh, this should be good.
And you try to guess which game it's from. Contestants have a chance to win fabulous prizes.
Is that true?
Not really.
I was going to say. So, example, if Damon were to say Become Legend.
Destiny.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was Save Earth, Halo 2.
Yeah. Finish the fight.
Let's just Able take three. A look here.
I thought, okay.
All right, you guys ready here?
Right. Do we get a time frame? Is this like current?
You can see.
These are more current games. Cover, sure. These are more current games. This is a recent, Game Informer from I don't know, a few years ago.
Down by the UPC logo, which is.
It's not like, it's not like a...
Do we take turns? Do we buzz in? What's the...
It's fastest.
Yeah, shout
fastest.
It out.
You scream. Yeah.
All right. But we've done them before where it was like NES era games. So we're not doing that.
Really okay. Hard.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to try not to. I'm going to not
This is from a few years ago. Are you ready? You ready to do this? All right, here we go. It's good to rule the world.
Tropico 3.
It's good to rule the world. Good guess, but no.
Civ 5.
Yeah, I was going to say Civ. Civ Rev.
Warm? Yes. Oh, Civilization Revolution.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the ad there.
Got it.
All right, good job, Greg.
Thank you.
Ding. You win the first
1 point. My point is up.
All right.
Computer, put a point on the screen.
Here we go. Here we go.
Crappy
this
computer.
One, Greg should be able to. Greg should be able to do this one too. We'll see.
It's PlayStation or wrestling.
This time, the secret agent is the gadget.
Secret Agent Clank. On your PSP entertainment system.
What the hell? Maybe I'm giving him too many. I'm giving too many guesses.
I would have gotten that one without the. Without the
Secret leader. Agent Clank?
You don't remember Secret Agent Clank?
I don't know.
Clank's breakout PSP game that I didn't like, and then got I put up the review. I didn't like it.
I remember Daxter.
Yeah, no, Clank went the same way, where he was a secret agent.
Oh.
It was a great idea, just wasn't that great of a game.
PSP?
IMO, yeah. And eventually got ported to PS2. Because they're like, we need to make money.
Are you guys ready?
You don't have a choice.
There's only one way out of hell, and that's through it.
Dante's Inferno?
Not that literal.
It's like Doom? Some Doom game?
Not literal.
Yeah.
It's only one way out of hell.
And it's not that literal.
It.
Max Payne 3?
Ooh.
No, earlier than that. This one is Brothers in Arms Hell's Highway.
Oh.
Which in the ad, coming August 2008 to next-gen consoles.
A series which Gearbox seems to have no intention of continuing, sadly. Yeah.
Oh, wait, I was so confused because this Game Informer has Wolfenstein on the cover.
I know, another Wolfenstein that's just Wolfenstein.
But the Raven.
From 2007.
The Raven.
This is the one with the amulet that time traveled or something, right? Wasn't that the one? It gave you magical powers.
I totally, I blocked out that reboot in my head.
Yeah. It wasn't bad.
It was not bad at all. I don't mean blocked out in a bad way, but I just forgot.
It's just weird that there is now another just Wolfenstein game.
Yeah,
that's really what good. I thought. I thought that's why I didn't think. Civ Rev was the real thing.
And a fun fact, the new Wolfenstein that came out this year, IGN's second most read review of the year.
Yeah, everyone's super curious about that. People Watch love Dogs that BJ. Of Wolfenstein. Yeah. I'm sure there's going to be, actually it's probably Destiny now, right?
No, the number one and two are still Watch Dogs and Wolfenstein. Maybe Destiny will catch up.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
This one is too obscure now that I look at it. You guys won't guess it, but I'll still say it. Because it'll be a game that'll be like, oh yeah. Be careful when you fight the monsters, lest you become one.
Altered Beast.
This one's too obscure. This is too human.
Too human.
Really, yeah, that tagline doesn't even fit the game.
I know, it's weird. Was there a Too Human 2?
It was also supposed to be 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Do you think they would have spelled it T-W-O Human?
They should have, like Teen Wolf 2.
There was a Two Worlds 2.
Yeah, there was.
All right, I got
this. Where are we in the timeline of life right now?
Three worlds.
On the cover is it's the co-op issue, and there's Army of Two, the Devil's Cartel.
Ooh, okay.
So, this one's really good.
He got really excited.
I just don't want to give it away.
He's a cheater.
And I'm trying not to cheat.
Revenge solves everything.
Oh, Mafia 2?
No. Good guess. This game's really hard.
I'll give you a hint. We mentioned the game.
Is it a Max Payne?
Nope. We mentioned the game.
Max Payne?
Max Payne?
Very recently. Right before we started filming. It's Dishonored.
Oh,
I didn't hear us talk about that earlier.
It was Baranski's shirt.
Oh. I didn't even hear us talk about that.
Well, was that when, was it?
I don't even remember that you guys conversation.
Okay. It was just you. You thought this conversation.
No, Baranski was pinning his microphone on me. And
yes,
then I
thank
said,
you.
What's your shirt from? And he said, it's from Dishonored.
Okay.
Greg and I are zoning out.
We were having a conversation and we were just staring at you.
You were probably tweeting.
All right, one more. This is another well-loved game. Undercover, the rules are different.
Sleeping Dogs.
Yep.
Ooh.
Good one. One is Sleeping Dogs.
It's three.
Good job, Greg.
Thanks. Well,
Greg's good at
it. You're really good at this.
I like this game.
Yay!
For some reason, this segment's reminding me, you guys remember the old late 70s, early 80s game show, the $25,000 Pyramid?
Yeah, sure.
Great stuff. Why hasn't that been brought back?
I don't know. I was talking today earlier.
Not a lot of money
I wonder that
anymore.
Every day.
Yeah. Well, up the ante.
At lunch, I was talking about the show that really needs to come back is Rescue 911.
What about Reno 911?
No. I need another Rescue 911. No, I need Rescue 911 to come back. They need to reboot that and bring it back.
I guess I assumed it was still on.
No way. William Shatner.
They need to bring back
Cops. The original Cops is still a show?
Oh, yeah.
That's still being made?
Tonight on Cops.
Let's check in with the listeners.
Hey, listeners.
Remember, you can always reach us at the email address, gamescoop@ign.com, just like Ori did.
Ori!
His new game, Ori and the Blind Forest, hitting Xbox One this holiday.
A-U-R-E-Y? Ori? Auri?
A-U-R-E-Y?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, weird.
It says, hi, I'm Ori from Kentucky. I was wondering, why do you think Microsoft has never released an Xbox Portable, similar to a Vita or PSP? Seems like they may be able to make a lot of noise in the portable market, considering the Vita's failure. Do you ever expect to see an Xbox Portable? Why or why not?
That ship sailed years ago. Yeah. It's never happening. Sony's losing money hand over fist. Nintendo's once dominant share has been taken away by tablets and phones. It is speaking of, you know, video games changing from where they were, you know, even 7 years ago. Yeah, I don't think you'll... You know, if Microsoft was going to do it, they would have done it 7 to 8 years ago.
There were some rumblings and rumors, like, for a short period, but then it was sort of obvious.
X-Boy.
Yeah, it was just not going to materialize. It's sort of like Microsoft has cracked Xbox. I mean, I know the Xbox One is on a little bit of shakier ground than the 360 was, but, like, they've really figured out, like, this home console market, and they have a really high-quality piece of hardware and high-quality software, and just to... dilute that or gum that up trying to release a portable is too much.
It's a hard sell. It's a hard sell to convince somebody else that here's another device you need for your pocket or for whatever.
Yep. They have the Surface.
They got that Microsoft Surface.
Yeah. So which is also a struggle for them.
It had Halo. Remember that?
Yeah, they did have it. Didn't like come to Surface exclusively at first?
It did come to
Yeah, we all knew. Just wait. Yeah. And then sure enough.
You reviewed the port, right?
I didn't review. No, I don't think so. But I did play through the whole thing.
Okay. We've reached a point where you can't remember the games we reviewed. Because I did the original tablet one and it was bad.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I think these are all great points. It's changed so much. The 3DS does well, but not as well as the DS did. And I think they're able to continue on the strong, you know, brand recognition of Nintendo as a portable, you know, people associate that with portable gaming. So Microsoft coming out with a dedicated portable handheld would be a tough sell.
Yeah. That said, I mean, it's hard to say whether the 3DS is lagging behind the DS because of iPads and iPhones and, you know, Android gaming, or if it's just because there's a little bit less. The actual 3DS hardware itself is a little bit less desirable than the DS was. Like, it could be.
It's just not that different? Like,
It's just, is it the changing landscape of portable gaming, or is it just that the 3DS, like, people just don't want it as much as they wanted the DS? Like, the software, like, to me, you had to have a DS. There's too many games on it. Can't not have advanced ones, can't have all this stuff.
Well, yeah. I just think the portable market was fueled by kids.
Yeah.
And now every kid just plays with their parents' iPhones and iPads, right?
Yep.
It was a totally unintentional side effect of everyone gets a new phone or a new tablet and they don't know what to do with the old one. And some people sell them, but otherwise you just have them in your house. And so those become hand-me-downs. Like, I have an old iPhone that I don't know what to do with. And if my daughter were older, I would have been giving it to her to play, you know, little cartoon games. Mm-hmm. So I think that's become a thing. Like, that becomes, I think a lot of kids, their very first game console of their own or their own, like, thing that they get to have ownership of is a hand-me-down phone and tablet.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's true. Before we go this week, what are we playing? What are we playing right now? I know maybe there's some things we are playing in secret
I'm reviewing
that can't
thing.
Be mentioned. Yeah. But what are we just playing for fun?
I'm still playing a lot of Destiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Likewise.
Yeah. What level are you at now?
23.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. Oh, look at us, bros.
We should be. We keep saying we need to be Destiny bros. But
I know,
can't.
And I think
like star-crossed ships in the
night. I think I've come down that I am going to take my PS4 with me to Chicago. I'll only get like a couple hours.
Is
I'm sure
weekend?
Out of it. Yeah, but I just don't want to be without it. Even if it's a couple hours, I want those couple
Easy
hours.
Easy system to travel with.
Yeah, exactly.
Packs up nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Yeah, still Destiny, low level. I'm only like level 7 because of this other game I'm reviewing. That it's one of the big October games that I'm very excited to be playing, so I'll get back to Destiny for sure.
When you, first of all, how much gaming time do you get these days? He has a baby.
I do.
Brand new.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 months. Is that something?
I'm trying to. I'm trying to get it in the context, right?
Cellophane wrap.
Yeah, freshly baked.
Past the warranty, you can't return it anymore.
There was very, very little to no gaming for a long, long time, but it's actually we've gotten some back. I've reclaimed some now. My wife and my daughter go to bed a good bit earlier than me, so they go to bed at 9, and then I'm up until 11 or 11:30, and so that becomes video game time.
Just in time.
Yeah.
And
take my pants off, play games in my underwear.
You've also been playing something that you're enjoying a lot, but can't mention quite yet, right?
Well, I can mention I'm playing it, but I'm playing Shadow of Mordor.
So, but he can't mention if he was enjoying it.
Yeah. Like, Shadow of Mordor is
don't
a game
tell people
that
how much
I
you like
am
our
playing.
Game.
But I'm also still playing a lot of Destiny. I bounce back and forth between those two. And I actually wanted to bring up, the last time I talked about Destiny on GameScoop, I was a little kind of wishy-washy on it. Mm. And then I felt bad because, like, the game clicked for me, like, that night. And I've been playing it every single day since then. But then on the record, my last GameScoop appearance was being like, I don't know about this game. And that night, I started doing more strikes and more Crucible. Yeah. And then I really enjoyed that game a lot. People gave Blizzard a hard time for saying, after 20 hours or after you reach level 20, it does feel like a different game. But that's totally true. Like, there's truth in that. The loot lust is definitely real with that game. The co-op drop-in, drop-out nature of it is fantastic.
Yeah.
I enjoy Destiny a lot. I don't want to minimize like its faults, like all the problems that people have with it are real. But for me, it's super enjoyable. And I think Destiny is going to be my go-to game until Master Chief Collection comes out.
Damon?
I actually never finished Last of Us on PS3.
Oh.
I got about halfway through and then got distracted, so I'm playing Last of Us Remastered.
Nice.
And even like playing through the opening a second time, the opening is still a gut punch. It's still really, very emotional and like just that. What they were able to do with that game is incredible.
You still playing Hearthstone?
Every day.
Every day Hearthstone?
Yep.
Wow. See, I go through cycles of it. Now I'm in an off cycle.
I don't like it if I have three quests, because then I know that
that's
I'm not
like steroids.
I'm not getting any new ones.
Yeah,
I gotta at least do one quest so I can get a new one.
Quest to get that free gold.
Yeah,
it's important.
You need that gold. Yeah,
card.
It is very important in life
to get that gold. Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys. That is all the scoops we have for you this week. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Greg. Remember, viewers and listeners, you can always be a part of the show. Email us at gamescoop@ign.com. My name is Damon. This is IGN GameScoop, and we're out.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.